We've probably all heard the familiar phrase, forgive and forget. But what does that really mean? Do we just pass over hurtful remarks and acts? What if there were a deeper form of forgiveness that actually brought restoration and healing to both the forgiver and the forgiven? The people on today's program have seen how forgiveness can change lives. They'll share how their prayers brought them out of hard feelings and into a deeper love, a spiritual love that heals. First, Janet Clements tells of a physical healing her daughter experienced after she learned to forgive the friend who had hurt her. She spoke to the Sentinel's Whitney Moody about the love and forgiveness that the life of Jesus exemplified.
Janet, sometimes we can feel frozen by feelings of hurt or resentment. You know, it can even stop our forward progress. What can we do when we're in that kind of a situation?
Well, I'm reminded of a story that some friends of mine who went to Italy shared with me. It's really a legend about Leonardo da Vinci. And he was painting a fresco, and one of his apprentices annoyed him with some sort of careless remark. And as the story goes, it enraged da Vinci, and he rebuked this young fellow who then just ran off ashamed. Da Vinci then returned to his work, which was painting the face of Jesus, sitting at the table with his disciples at the Last Supper. Da Vinci couldn't get the features of Jesus right, and he became more and more upset. And at last, he just put down his paints and his brushes, and he went out to find the man that he had rebuked. He finally found him, and he asked for forgiveness. And after Da Vinci had made his amends with his apprentice, he returned to his studio, began painting, and rendered the face of Jesus flawlessly. I believe that forgiveness brought restoration, really, to the genius of Da Vinci, and he was able to move forward in completing his work. And I've always wondered that if, while Da Vinci was painting the face of Jesus, that he actually thought about Jesus and his life and what he taught. And perhaps this was what had impelled him to seek forgiveness. Jesus taught us that we should forgive not just 7 times, but 70 times 7. And Jesus' life gives us a pointed lesson in forgiveness. He faced injustice, abuse, humiliation, all sorts of indignities. And yet, he openly asked God to forgive those who had hurt him.
How do you think he was able to do that?
Well, I thought about that, and one of the things that came to me was, I believe that Jesus could forgive someone because he knew that no matter what form an offense takes, that it really has none of the power that a good God gives. In fact, you know, Jesus defined evil, or really all things that would harm or limit us, he defined it as a lie and the father of it. And so when you think about it, really, a lie can't have the power of truth. Can't have the power of good. So actually, evil or anything that would harm us dissipates in the presence of forgiveness and really ceases to have any means to continue to go forth. Jesus showed us all the powerlessness, really, of human wrong in the face of the all power of God's love. And, you know, another thing might be that maybe Jesus was able to forgive so totally because he saw the original innocence and goodness of everyone, even in his enemies. And a book that has really helped me a lot in learning about forgiveness and compassion is a book by Mary Baker Eddy, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. And in this book, she writes, Jesus beheld in science the perfect man who appeared to him where sinning mortal man appears to mortal. In this perfect man, the Savior saw God's own likeness, and this correct view of man healed the sick. Thus, Jesus taught that the kingdom of God is intact, universal, and that man is pure and holy. Jesus really showed us what a powerful force for good forgiveness is in uplifting our lives.
So, Jana, are you saying that true forgiveness is really seeing man as God created him?
I believe it is. It is seeing man as God created him and cherishing that about that other person. And, you know, in doing this, I found in my own experience that forgiving in this way enables us to heal bruised or broken relationships and to experience physical healing as well. I remember once when my daughter was 6 years old, she was intentionally injured on the side of her face. One of her friends had hit her hard with a compass because of a misunderstanding they had. My daughter ran to me, and I saw the serious wound on her face and just reached out and held her, wiping away the tears and just gently caring for her. When I was a little girl about her age, I was quickly healed of a similar wound through prayer. So it was natural for me not to panic, but to pray instead. So I was washing her face, and I was talking to her and reminding her that God's love got there first. So God's loving ever-presence left no room for any hurt to touch her. And when the tears stopped and she was calm, I told her that right away now we were going to pray to forgive her friend. And I explained to her that the minute we start praying for someone that has mistreated us, that person is no longer an enemy, but a friend. So we began cherishing the good things that her friend had done. And soon the doorbell rang, and there was my daughter's friend looking up and just so humbly apologizing and asking for forgiveness. My daughter and I gladly forgave her, and we all had a big three-way hug. I felt we were just tied together in love through God's ribbon of grace, and that we each felt the divine peace and love in our hearts that forgiveness brings. The deep wound on my daughter's face healed quickly, leaving no scar, and my daughter had no lingering pain or discomfort. This prayer of forgiveness that we prayed effectively erased the thought of her being a victim, so the incident left no mark of injury. Forgiveness brought restoration to my daughter and redemption to her friend. And it's so interesting because this girl is married. She has her own children now. She emails me pictures of her children. We're still friends. So forgiveness, whether we're asking for it or whether we're expressing it to another, enables us to reconcile with our fellow man.
Well, Janet, what about those times where we may not be able to see what is good about someone else, and maybe there's been a wrong that's committed against us that's tough to get past? You know, maybe it's even on a global scale. You know, how can we reach that point of forgiveness?
Well, I found that asking God for humility is one way to find the grace either to forgive or to seek forgiveness. Humility lets an all-pervading love be expressed through our relationship, and it's really what will help diffuse the anger of injustice or help overcome the self-righteousness of thinking that we deserve better, or it helps remove the disappointment over the shortcomings of another's character. And most of all, I found that humility enables me, if I'm in the wrong, to go beyond the pride that prevents me from seeing my own mistake. You know, one of the things that helps so much for me is that I've come to realize that God, divine love, is really the source for all forgiveness. You know, every expression of genuine affection and compassion and mercy and forgiveness has its origin in God, because God is love. And God gives everyone the ability to forgive.
That was Janet Clements, a Christian Science healer from Boston, Massachusetts.